This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Move into our Good Day Health Zone on the Good Day Health Show, where you can find the weekly podcast of Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, practices at his own clinic, Lake Cardiology, in Mount Dora, Florida. He joins us every week to answer questions as we have time, medical questions. You can send them along to Doug at DougStephan.com or to on Twitter at DougStephan. Dr. Ken, one of the most noted and revered of cardiologists in our country, does a lot of practice and research as well, has for years and years, got great credentials. We go through a number of things from the various conferences and journals about what's going on in your health so that we can keep you up on the latest news. So I have spurts of breakfast while I'm on the air. What does your breakfast look like? What did you have for breakfast today? I want to know what a noted cardiologist eats for breakfast.
Well, boy, what a loaded question.
Thank you.
I think breakfast is very important, and I don't eat traditionally because I try to eat a training diet. Uh-huh. And in a training diet, you actually eat opposite to what most Americans eat, the small meal in the morning and get bigger during lunch and then the biggest at dinner. And I do exactly the opposite, as most people who train have the biggest meal in the morning, smaller in the middle, and then multiple small meals as the day goes on, because I'm trying to consume a certain amount of protein for muscle development, and the best way to do that is in 25 to 30 grams of protein per meal, spread out as much as possible throughout the day while you're awake, stopping about 3 hours before you go to bed, so that you're stimulating muscle growth all throughout the day. So with that said, what I will eat in the morning for breakfast is at least 30 grams of protein, and I will get it in various different ways. And I usually don't eat on the day that I do radio before, you know, we start early. Yep. And I will usually not eat anything solid before we do radio, because, I mean, you know all of the effects of things like dairy. So my radio day is a little different. Morning is a little different than the rest of my days. So I will have breakfast after we finish the show. And what I'll probably eat is, hopefully my daughter's not around, I'll have some sardines and some whole wheat toast. And, you know, that'll get me to 30 grams. And I'll have some orange juice. And, I might have some, low fat or skim milk. That's what I'm looking forward to after the show for my first meal of the day. And then as the day goes on, I need to, for me, you know, what you want to do is you want to figure out your ideal body weight. And for me, it's about 165 pounds. And then if you want to develop muscles, if you're training, it's good to multiply that by 0.7 as long as you have normal kidney function. And, you know, mine comes out to about 125 grams of protein per day. So I'm eating about 25 to 30, and I'll put in about four of those meals per day.
All right. Wow. Okay, well, that's good. See, that's inspiration.
I'll get my protein from different sources. I like to get it from fish, chicken, turkey breast, low-fat dairy. We'll talk about the benefits of yogurt today. You know, I'll consume at least 25 to 30 grams of yogurt a day. Also of fish, chicken, turkey. And that's how I get my protein.
All right. So let's then launch off into a discussion of nutrition. This is a survey that was in the American Society of Nutrition. They're having a conference that's combined with the American Diabetes Association. So the focus is on identical twins. This is pretty fascinating.
Yes, the focus is actually on personalized dietary advice and why what I do for me may not work for you. What I just talked about for me is personalized to me. I do great counting calories. I do great getting on the scale morning and evening. And I do great counting grams of protein. It just works for me and my makeup. You know, I am scientifically and mathematically oriented. And you know, I like to get into these things, and the emotions don't really affect me much about my weight. I mean, I'm much more thoughtful about it. And I know that for so many people, most people, it's a hugely emotional issue, and you can't. My daughter, the thought of counting calories just pushes her over the edge. And
she doesn't need to. She's not.
Well, but she, you know, she will tell you her words that she was the fat girl in high school. And now she's, you know, on a good day, she's barely a size 2 because she, on her own, really did, with some help, get into a very good dietary and exercise program. And she will tell you, she doesn't mind, she's given up her hip, but she's made this public on the platforms. I mean, she did have a thyroid issue, and that was a big factor also, and she's gotten that taken care of. So, yes, on a heavy day, she barely makes a size 2, and she works hard at it. So she has made, you should see pictures of her when she was in high school. It's an unbelievable transformation. But her success is totally different than the way it works for me. In fact, she was mentioning to me last night about how I do it just really stresses her out. Yes, and I told her, Amanda, you know, don't do it the way I do it. You know, don't follow me. It's worked for you without doing it this way. And you know, that put a big smile because I wasn't asking her to follow me. But, you know, kid's daughter wants to be like daddy sometimes. And she just opened up to me to let me know how I do it really stressed out. And this is so much of what this very important study is telling us from the American Society of Nutrition Conference and the American Diabetes Association. This is major front page news going to be this week, and we're ahead of the story. The obesity epidemic, we know, is a persistent problem in America, and the lack of personalized dietary advice may partly be the reason for this. The largest ongoing study of its kind, it's coming out of Harvard, major centers throughout the world, a large twin study. It demonstrates that one size really does not fit all when it comes to a person's diet. In fact, the new study reveals that even identical twins respond differently to food.
Really? And that is what it suggests, but that's kind of a weird the whole thing about food and nutrition is kind of weird.
The point is that we need to individualize what we recommend to each of our patients regarding dealing with the optimal diet, staying at ideal body weight, and one size does not fit all, and you really have to individualize this. And I think I gave the two different perspectives from someone like myself, someone like my daughter, and that just fits this study so incredibly well. As we share DNA, our responses to food is so different.
Yep. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it, huh? Getting around. It's all about medicine in our bodies and how amazing the whole thing is. It's just amazing. And for those of us who get, I get very philosophical about this stuff and think about God and or the source or supreme being or how amazing the body is, how intricate it is. I think the other day we were talking on the air, Ken, about not you and I think in my morning DJV show, we were talking about how long it would take to count all the cells in your body if you count them individually. It was 5 billion years.
Exactly.
Yes. So how complicated and amazing, and there are billions of people walking around the planet with hundreds of billions of cells. And then think about all of the flora and the fauna, other life forms on the planet, from single-cell amoebas to ants to fish to cows. You name the species. It's mind-boggling.
The blueprint producer is just amazing.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. I love that. You've never said that before. The blueprint producer. I got to remember that. Write that down somewhere, Carol, will you? Blueprint producer. 16 past the hour. Here's somebody who's a producer. His name is Mike Lindell. Mike has brought us my pillow, his pillow. He's brought us not only pillows, he's brought us sheets. He's brought us mattress covers, mattresses themselves. You name the sleep product, and they've got it in the catalog at MyPillow.com. And all of these products are guaranteed to be the most comfortable, the most efficient. You can wash them and dry them. Most everything they have is so easy to procure and easy to use. And every once in a while, they have an overstock situation like they do now with the standard and queen-size corded classic MyPillows available now at MyPillow.com with a cord, with the code, rather, DJV. I'm looking at cords and I'm looking at codes. So go to MyPillow.com, order these pillows if you need new pillows. If you want the really plush premium pillow, they got a deal. Get a two-pack of those premium pillows from MyPillow for $69.98. That's about $30 off the regular price. Lowest price, in fact, ever offered here on this program. Go to MyPillow.com. When you use the promo code DJV, you'll get these premium pillows. You'll get the overstock pillows. You'll get the Giza. You'll get everything at 30 to 50% off, in some cases 55% off. But you got to use the code DJV when you buy and enjoy the pillows and the sleepwear from MyPillow.com. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, did the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person. You. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use a topical. Think about it. AncientLifeOil.com.
For your health and well-being, if your farmer's market is open, get fresh local food. Ken loves that. This is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen, 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Good day to all of you. This program modeled after the Good Day program, and it ran with concurrently with the Good Day program for years. Now, kind of on its own, and that's good. Appreciated by hundreds of stations. Information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this segment of Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Montgomery, Florida. Have you ever down there, or you ever feel the need, or you wanting to go to someplace unusual, go to the Space Coast and enjoy that stuff? Never mind. I mean, Disney, everybody goes there. Going to the Space Coast is cool. And Ken's only a short drive from the Space Coast. His office number is 352-735-1400. So you're a local down there. I know folks listen to us on the local Orlando station, but also all around the country. And who the heck knows, Ken? You meet some new friends you have over the years who have listened to you on the program, gone down to visit with you. So why not take advantage of Ken's hospitality and the hospitality of the area in general? Again, the office number at Lake Cardiology is 352-735-1400. A lot of things studied this week and in the various journals focus on a couple of heart things. And as Ken is a cardiologist, let's talk about atrial fib and what the new news is as it may relate to other things going on in your body.
Amazingly, we've noticed this over the years, Doug, about how publications this week in the journals can often coincide. And this happened again this week. We often think about how problems in the brain leading to early dementia, but this week the theme is on heart disease leading to early dementia. European Heart Journal this week, atrial fibrillation, Doug, the most common abnormal heart rhythm, does raise the risk of dementia, even in people who have never had a stroke, and anticoagulants may reduce the risk. People who develop atrial fibrillation have a 50% increased risk of developing dementia compared to those who do not develop the condition. This increased risk remains even after removing those who suffered a stroke.
So let's go one step further. To what do you attribute this? What goes on with fibrillation that we may not be thinking about on the surface that affects the blood flow to the brain? Because that's really what we're saying here, the blood flow circulation. And this is just another example of what may cause a problem in blood flow, right?
Well, it's a great question, Doug. And the fact that these strong anticoagulants like Coumadin, Eliquis, Xarelto actually decrease this effect is that it probably what's happening is that small clots are occurring when the heart, the top of the heart, beats like a bag of worms that are interfering with circulation in the brain. They are formed in the heart, they're propelled up to the brain, and they start clogging up the circulation before they actually complete and form a Frank stroke. So we therefore get these decreases of flow in the circulation through the brain, which leads to dementia. So you may want to talk to your doctor if you have not wanted to go on a strong anticoagulant because you have atrial fibrillation, and 5 million plus Americans have atrial fibrillation, and you felt the risks were not ones that you wanted to digest. This added bit of information may push you over the edge and say, okay, let's go to the oral anticoagulant.
Well, this whole business about dementia, what causes it, the atrial... my father had it, as I think I've told you on
Yes. Other
occasions, and he died of a stroke. And I thought, I mean, it was no... You didn't have to be a brain surgeon to figure out what the correlations were there. It was pretty obvious to see what was going on. And how, you know, when your brain... You know, something in your brain explodes and causes a stroke, it's more than likely... depending on what's going on with your whole circulatory system, and AFib certainly screws it up. And then medications do as well. Wow. I wish I'd have known what I know now about magnesium when he was around. He would be 104 now had he made it through that. 28 past the hour.
Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You know that maintaining your home indoors and out means working with the best brands. Lowe's helps you do it right by carrying trusted names like John Deere and Craftsman, and we help you save on them too. Now when you buy a John Deere Z-Track zero-turn mower, get a $200 Lowe's gift card via mail-in rebate. And you can get your choice of a Craftsman 20-volt max cordless string trimmer or a Craftsman 2-tool 20-volt max power tool combo kit for $99. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 626 U.S. only. John Deere offer excludes California, Alaska, and Hawaii.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iran is completely ready for war with the United States. At least that's what a commander of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard says after Iran shoots down an unarmed U.S. Navy drone. In what American officials say was international airspace, the Iranians say it was in their airspace. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the country next week will send a signal to people who are trying to come into the country illegally. He also says Mexico is so far holding up its end of the bargain in a recent deal reached under which Mexico promised it would bolster efforts to keep immigrants from reaching the southern U.S. border.
They've been doing a really good job, and people at the border will tell you that the traffic has really dropped down.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi. I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken's our medical expert. A couple of the podcast notes that are of value for those of you who can't listen to all of this, but you, over the years, have valued Ken's advice and his input. So a couple of the most recent Good Day Health podcasts featuring conversations of the risks of white coat hypertension as it relates to heart disease. Ken, as a cardiologist, got lots to say about things like that. Did you know that there's a new recipe book for kombucha cocktails? That's in our discussion with Ken in one of the recent episodes of Good Day Health and the podcast. Also, new stats show that there is a 1 out of 5 chance that we'll have, that all of us will have some form of cancer in our life. So far, the use of medical marijuana hasn't helped reduce the opioid death rate in states. We talk about that, states where it's been legalized. Also in this podcast, a study shows that if you sleep with a lighter with the TV on, you're a candidate for gaining weight. Uh-oh! And then there's news in this podcast of even more benefits to breastfeeding. If you have leg cramps, learn how to stop them. I need to go back to that a little bit with you, because I think I told you I have horrible, and they're getting worse, leg cramps. Awful. on the cancer front in this podcast. Currently, 17 million cancer survivors, thanks to a new treatment technique. Number of survivors is growing. We have that. And then there's another podcast, a study that shows treatment for hypertension likely to be a good deterrent for dementia. And then there's a discussion showing that Alzheimer's sufferers could, the population could increase from 5.5 to 15 million in the next few years. There's another new report saying more than 4 cups of coffee a day could increase your risk of heart disease by 25%. Get that? Listen to that podcast if you're a coffee drinker. Some good news if you're a female walker on this podcast, especially if you're over 65, you may be able to cut your daily measured steps back from 10 to 5,000. And then we, Ken and I, discuss a new trend gaining success for the treatment of some types of cancer, immune therapy. And think about that versus chemotherapy. Sounds like a good step, at least investigating. We give you the info, you take it and do with it what you will. Ken and his practice of cardiology, if, by the way, you want to listen or find all of the stuff that comes from Ken, GoodDayHealthShow.com is the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. So we were talking before the bottom of the hour about atrial fib, and because you're a cardiologist, I thought we'd go to this other story about coronary heart disease and what it does other than the obvious.
This is out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. More information about how actually what's going on in the heart can affect early dementia. It is natural for a person's memory and thinking abilities or cognitive function, Doug, to decline as they age, even if they're in good health. However, the news this week is that the rate of cognitive decline can actually speed up after you experience a heart attack or angina.
Mm. What do you think? Is there an obvious reason or a hidden reason for that?
Well, another good question. It's a little hard to figure that out yet because this study was not powered to answer that question, but I could speculate. And these events are very stressful, and that mental stress can just damage the brain and lead to early cognitive issues. Also, the circulation issues, the inflammation in the circulation that causes narrowed problems, is percolating, developing over time, and as it develops and percolates in the heart and becomes significant, it may be on the same time course in the brain to become significant, and it pops up at the same time.
Hmm. All right. There's a lot of food for thought with that. All right, let's move on to some other things. Your usual pot. Every week there's a pot story. This one is about, I'm going to tie this to something else that is akin to this, pot and pregnancy. Good God, why the hell would you ever do anything to your body, whether it's alcohol or pot or drugs? You got to be nuts.
Well, that's part of this study published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association that American women are increasingly using pot during pregnancy. Here are the statistics. Between 2002 and 2017, the percentage of women using cannabis at least once during a pregnancy doubled from 3.4% to 7%. And the percentage of women who reported daily or near daily cannabis use during pregnancy more than tripled from 0.9% in 2002 to 3.4% by 2017. So what does all this marijuana use do during pregnancy? A history of having used marijuana while pregnant is tied to a doubling of the preterm birth rate from 6% among non-users to 12% among users. Preterm birth is defined as birth before 37 weeks gestation. And also, cannabis use in pregnancy is also tied to higher odds for low birth weight, certain obstetric complications, and the need for newborns to be cared for in the neonatal intensive care unit.
Now, as you're going through that story and that information, I'm looking at an email that was sent to me by a fellow Heidelberg graduate. Heidelberg College in Ohio, who's just started the Cleveland School of Cannabis, which is a state-approved cannabis career school, the only one of its kind, actually. I don't think there, other than in, there may be one in Colorado, I think, but this teaches people about careers in cannabis. So it's not going away. People growing it and how to run a dispensary and the medical applications of marijuana are a big part of these courses. And we don't often get to that. That is the medical. We know that medical marijuana is in use, and so are a lot of the things that come from hemp. In addition to, as a matter of fact, I think there's a lot more benefit to hemp than there is to marijuana in a greater scale, a greater good. I don't know what you think about that, or whether you ever talk even to any of your patients, come in and say, "Hey, doc, what do you think about CBD oil? Should I use it for this, that, or the other thing?"
That is coming up. And before you transition, you were mentioning about why you think there's this increasing use of pot during pregnancy, or you were just surprised about it?
Yeah, I'm surprised about it.
You're surprised about it? Do you think it's because of conversations like you just had about how it's becoming...
Well, but
maybe
cannabis is different than hemp, frankly. There's a lot... The CBD oil doesn't have THC in it, and therefore would not have a negative impact. And most any study that I've ever seen about this, which is why I'm sort of putting my focus on the business that I'm creating on hemp and not on cannabis. But I think there is tremendous benefit from everything
I learned. And you understand that as well as anybody and articulate it. But the question is it, has it become confusing? Why are suddenly more pregnant women using cannabis?
Makes no sense to me. It's very bad. It's just bad.
Is it because of the legalization? Is it because of such conversations that it's becoming mainstream?
I think it's conversational in the age group, Kara and, you know, people in their 20s and 30s who are having children.
Maybe Kara has an opinion.
A lot of people who, feel that this is a way to ease pain, and being pregnant can be painful. Much anything else without knowing the side of it. Carrie, you're willing, you're ready, you're able, you're welcome to speak if you would like.
I don't smoke pot as it is. I don't have very many friends, or both my sisters are pregnant right now. Neither of them smoke pot. I don't think it would ever occur to them to do that while they were pregnant. I don't know. When it comes to alcohol, we were talking about this the other day with the new, you know, like non-alcoholic wines that they're coming out with.
Yeah,
my sister is having a baby in 2 weeks, and I won't. Maybe people will look down on it. She's had a glass of, maybe she's had 2-3 glasses of wine over the course of the last 9 months. I don't take an issue with that. I think that Europeans are ahead of us in many regards when it comes to medicine, and many people in Europe partake in that same thing in France and England. So I don't know. Yeah, of course you shouldn't drink a bunch of alcohol every day or all the time, but I think an occasional glass, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but
and you don't play one on the radio.
And I'm not pretending to be one, but all of the scans have been perfectly fine. So I don't know. I wouldn't do drugs while pregnant. I don't think that's a great thing to do, but I don't know if it has to be 100% zero, no alcohol, but don't quote me on that.
All right. Well, it's interesting, the attitude toward alcohol versus the attitude toward using marijuana or other things that might at least deaden some of the experiences that are not pleasant while you're pregnant. All right, see what we have time for one or two more here in this portion of Good Day Health. Don't forget our podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com. Here's something that's a focus on men who are missing out on the benefits of healthy testosterone levels, something Ken and I talk about with regard to me and my state. I'm very fortunate for somebody my age to have the healthy testosterone level that I do, but many people my age and younger have a horrible time keeping their testosterone level where it needs to be, and as you get older, it's tougher and tougher to keep up, whether you're struggling at work or whether you're working out. Maybe you feel sluggish and slow. You're not seeing the progress in the mirror. Your body's going the wrong way. You're not performing well when it comes to making love. Your wife is not happy. So what do you do to improve as you grow older? Boosting your testosterone is an important adjunct to using NuGenix. You can check this out online. Apparently, this has become, I didn't realize it when we first started talking about it, but this is a very scientifically driven formula that contains all kinds of ingredients, holistic herbs and vitamins and minerals and that sort of thing with the testosterone. So it's a unique blend, and it boosts all kinds of things. Bodybuilders are using it. Men, women are using it for different things. I don't know if that's recommended. I think women get it because they want to have their husbands use it, frankly. And so you want to get a free bottle and try NuGenix? You text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. That's right. You went, well, maybe you tried it or you thought about it, and you said, I don't want to really try it. Well, give it a second shot. Award-winning NuGenix, the product really works. Text FORCE to 321-321 to try it out for yourself without cost to you. The first bottle is free at FORCE. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714xbook.com. That's 714xbook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. All right, let's get to a food-related story and whether or not yogurt could prevent precancerous growth. I thought we all knew that yogurt was good for polyps and things like that. Didn't we know that already?
We knew it only this week, published in a British medical journal called Gut. Around 4.2% of adults will receive a colorectal cancer diagnosis during their lifetime, Doug. The news this week is that there's a link between a reduced risk of adenomas in men and a high consumption of yogurt. Men who reported consuming two or more servings of yogurt per week, they were 19% less likely to develop these precancerous growths in the bowel compared to with men who reported eating no yogurt at all.
All right, so a couple of other food-related stories. Recalls over spinach and avocados. This goes on more Listeria stuff. I just don't think people understand what Listeria is, frankly, Ken.
Well, there's two recalls. Listeriosis, it can cause fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, convulsions, diarrhea, and gastrointestinal symptoms. In pregnant women, the infection can cause early delivery or miscarriage. And there's two items recalled. The FDA was busy this week. It's Sprouts Farmers Market. They recalled its frozen cut leaf spinach and also Nature's Touch Frozen Foods, the makers of Signature Select Avocado Chunks, also recalled their product.
Mm-hmm. So the people understanding the difference between Listeria, Salmonella, E. coli, all of them are bad. But you know what? It's back to the stuff that's not fresh and not local. Buy fresh, buy local, not packaged stuff, and you'll be in A-OK shape. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health Podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Doctor time here. We got a couple of really good doctors. Joining us now is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who brings with him a tradition of research, developing ideas and thoughts and helping people understand some of the things that are going on in the world of medicine. A lot of people were paying attention this weekend to a video going around of Angela Merkel, who is the Prime Minister of Germany, or the president, whatever her job title is. She's the leader of Germany, because she was recorded having these violent shakes. In this particular video, she's meeting with the president of Ukraine, and so one wonders whether this is Parkinson's. What do you, what is she, late 60s? How old is she?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
She said that the cause of this was from dehydration, and she drank some water and she felt better. But there are some other possibilities here, and I would urge anyone who is bored to take a look at this video, because it is quite dramatic, with her having these very impressive tremors. There is something inherited that's called essential tremors, and this could be the possibility. There are a number of different possible causes for what's going on here. Without really examining her, it's hard to know which one it is. And I'll throw out some of the possibilities. Low blood sugar could have done this. Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, atypical seizures, and an infection can develop this kind of violent shaking.
She dismissed the concerns after all these tremble. It's shaking, it's trembling, whatever you want to use to
tremors.
Describe it. The she doesn't look like she's that healthy anyway. She's way overweight.
Exactly.
Yeah, she's not. and all healthy. And so what contributes to these sorts of things? Is weight another contributor? As you get older, we always talk about you never seeing anybody in your clinic in Florida at Lake Cardiology who's obese once you get into your 70s.
Well,
you don't make it much longer than that, right?
If you quote me correctly, I like to say I've never met an obese 90-year-old male.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever met an obese 80-year-old male or female?
Yes.
80s, they live into their 80s.
Oh, yes.
Right after that. But in the job, this is another one of those things we talk about all the time. You look at how Obama looked when he went into office and when he got out of office. And you look at Trump, how he's changed physically. Almost any president. Look at how Clinton, man, it took its toll on Clinton. And it seemed to, toward the end, take its toll on George Bush. Although you look at him now and he looks like he's the picture of health. And it never really affected him. I'm talking about George Bush, the son, 44. You look at Merkel and pictures of her when she first went into office. She's a pretty attractive woman. And now she's just old and kind of decrepit. She doesn't even look like she walks well.
Yeah, she's had a very, very stressful term.
Right, she has. So, and this brings us around to something else that I saw this week that I wanted to talk to you about. The impact of stress on one's health. Unless you have one heck of a constitution, if you're living, and that may be, that's the lesson here of Angela Merkel or whoever else, if you are living a stressful life, it could take its toll on your nervous system, Parkinson's, all that stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's recent studies on the heart that mental stress is almost as bad as cigarette smoking on the heart.
Yeah, right, exactly. And if you are, something else I saw that I wanted to bring up with you, if you are a self-centered, there's a research paper done on self-centered people. The self, more self-centered you are, the greater the chance for heart disease. Oh, that was interesting.
I would believe that. And
yeah, I would too. Yep. Dr. Ken, the story about losing weight, keeping yourself healthy, as long as we're talking about Angela Merkel being overweight. If you are overweight and you want to live into your 90s, as Ken said, he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person. So let's take care of that right now with Calitrin. Get on their program. It's a very healthy way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Main ingredient is collagen. That's the protein that makes your body sort of feel young again, manner of speaking. And it's restarted because your body doesn't make it. Once you're out of your 20s, you're not making collagen anymore. So taking Calitrin restarts your body's ability. And so that's why they say stay on the program 4, 5, 6 months, and it'll get your collagen production sort of ramped up again, and you'll be losing the weight. Because when you exercise, push the fat out, that's how you lose the weight. Go to toploss.com. Special way to lose weight with Calitrin. Use the code DJV and get $10 off every bottle, $30 off the 90-day supply, and free shipping. That's toploss.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.